From the YPR studios in Billings, I'm Bree Ripley. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has approved disaster assistance for two wildfires in northwestern Montana. FEMA funding is available to pay 75% of the state's eligible firefighting costs for fires in Lincoln and Sanders counties that are threatening 925 homes and businesses in and around Plains, along with 45 homes and businesses southeast of Libby. The state's applications, filed yesterday, said the fires are also threatening power and telephone transmission lines, cell phone towers, a gas pipeline, highway bridges, and watersheds. The two fires started during a lightning storm on August 30th and have combined to burn 45 square miles. The state applied for fire management assistance grants for fires near Seeley Lake, Augusta, and Libby on Saturday and received word Sunday that they were eligible for federal assistance. Firefighters in Montana are using sprinklers and hoses to try to protect the strategic locations near some of the over two dozen wildfires burning in the state. A, quote, rain-for-rent system was being used in Glacier National Park, including around Lake McDonald Lodge, Saturday, to increase humidity nearby. Firefighters were also using sprinklers to recharge a swamp on the perimeter of the 176-square-mile Rice Ridge Fire burning near Seeley Lake. Missoula County officials downgraded some evacuation orders to evacuation warnings in the Seeley Lake area yesterday. Residents of six homes still remain under an evacuation warning due to a lightning-caused fire that started July 24th and has burned 207 square miles. The Rice Ridge Fire led to temporary evacuation of hundreds of residences, caused hazardous air quality for weeks, and delayed the start of school. Seeley Swan High School students began their school year last week at an upscale resort. Elementary students started classes today. A grizzly bear attacked a woman in southwest Montana, but was driven off by bear spray. This is the second grizzly attack in the region in a week. Andrea Jones of Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks says the latest attack occurred on Saturday on a private ranch north of Gardner. Jones says the victim and two companions were near a cow carcass when the bear attacked and bit the legs and back of the victim. The bear fled when her companions deployed bear spray. Jones says the victim is being treated for injuries that aren't considered life-threatening. No names or other details were released. On September 4th, a hunter was mauled by a grizzly in the same region. The attack was also stopped by bear spray. A film that describes what it's like to grow in Missoula as the son of a Presbyterian minister who has held two things sacred, God and fly fishing, had its world premiere 25 years ago in Montana. The story still resonates, as was evidenced by attendance at a three-day festival that wrapped up yesterday, honoring Norman McLean and A River Runs Through It. Jackie Yamanaka reports.
Jean McLean Snyder says before her father wrote A River Runs Through It, he never talked about his brother Paul or his death. And it wasn't until he retired from teaching at the University of Chicago that he sat down to actually write that story. McLean Snyder praises the director, screenwriter, producer, and the actors for taking that novella to the big screen.
Our family's eternally grateful for their taking the story that was so dear to my father and so fragile and making sense of it for the screen.
The book was reissued as part of the 25th anniversary of the film. The movie's director, Robert Redford, wrote the book's introduction. Redford's video presentation of those remarks was shown as part of a panel discussion that featured actor Tom Skerritt, screenwriter Richard Friedenberg, producer Patrick Markey, and Jean McLean Snyder.
Do you think there'll be a 30th?
Not like this. I think that this is... This came at the absolutely right moment.
Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, Missoula.
The longtime president of the NAACP chapter in Casper has announced he is resigning after recent years of conflict. The Casper Star Tribune reports Jimmy Simmons received national attention in 2013 after he hosted a meeting with a Ku Klux Klan representative after a string of hate crimes in Wyoming, despite objections from senior NAACP officials. Simmons helped build the Casper chapter and served as its president since 2001. Simmons says he started to become unpopular, and some members did not shy away from letting him know that they no longer wanted him in office. According to Simmons, the message was clear to him when he saw an election schedule in the organization's calendar after returning from a trip to Senegal. Simmons says, despite the controversy it caused, he does not regret meeting the KKK recruiter. Montana government agencies have until the end of Friday to submit plans to cut 10% from their budgets. Governor Steve Bullock is seeking the proposals after his budget director found the state is facing a $227 million budget shortfall by mid-2019. Lower-than-expected tax collections and a fire season that's already cost more than $50 million are the major factors in the shortfall. The state is required to have a cash reserve of at least $143 million, but Bullock budget director Dan Villa forecasts an $84 million deficit if nothing is done. The governor asked for agencies to identify cuts amounting to 10% of their budgets, which would amount to at least $237 million in savings. Bullock will decide how deep the actual cuts will go after a public process expected to last until September 25th. I'm Bree Ripley. Thanks for listening.